enjoy a good squeeze.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Margo.
And I'm August.
And this is A Good Squeeze.
The show where we squeeze a little bit of that James Bond into our everyday lives.
That's right. And today we're back to basics. Where we're just talking. You and me, baby.
You and
a
me.
A la mode.
Margo a la mode.
Good.
What does that mean? Oh, yeah.
Like with ice cream. Oh, you know, enough. Enough. No.
Enough is enough, because no ice cream today.
I like caca about that.
More than likely.
I love farts.
Let's start over.
No. Keep going. But we're back to basics. We're talking. We're schmoozing. Just the two of us. And August has been doing something very creative as of late.
Creative, active, one would say.
Creative.
Creative. Should be a word for this. Yeah, creative. Yeah, you know, I've been hard at work formulating what I've lovingly called the 30-day squeeze. I wrote up a little pitch of what the 30-day squeeze is, and it just kind of summarizes it a little more. Less scattered.
Yeah.
May I read it?
Two pages, front and back. Go for it.
The 30-Day Squeeze is a James Bond-inspired life-size... Let me start again. Life-size. Larger than life.
Sharks. Hang on.
Okay. The 30-Day Squeeze is a James Bond-inspired lifestyle challenge designed to help anyone to become a better version of themselves without the intensity or intimidation of traditional fitness programs. Over 30 days, participants earn points by completing simple daily missions like walking a mile, exercising at their own pace, stretching, making healthy food choices, avoiding alcohol and processed sugars, eating fermented food, reading, and completing weekly combat training. It's beginner-friendly, forgiving if you miss a day, and built around consistency rather than perfection. Whether you're a lifelong Bond fan or simply looking for a fun, mission-based way to improve your health, the 30-Day Squeeze invites you to train like an agent, think like Bond, and squeeze more in your life, one mission at a time. I had this idea for a lifestyle challenge with James Bond in mind. Yes, indeed. You know, in a world where diets can be challenging, fitness challenges can be hard to keep up with. These are my experiences.
Challenges are challenging.
It's
like one of those hang in there kitty posters.
I had this idea to kind of expand upon what I was already doing in my own life. Incorporate things that I was wanting to, I guess, explore more or incorporate more, but make a game around it, make it like objective-based. I find for myself, and it's one of those deals that, you know, this is happening for me, maybe there's other people out there that would maybe appreciate something like this, so... Here it is, 30-day squeeze. I find when it comes to whether it's a scheduled challenge, like 75 hard. Have you heard of 75 hard?
No.
75 hard, I won't get into all the details, one, because I don't know them all offhand, but essentially 75 days, there's things you have to do, like... It's similar to what I have going on here. However, it's much more intense and much less forgiving in that if you miss or mess up anything during that 75 days, you have to restart. And that's part of the challenge. The 30-day squeeze is much more, like I said, a lifestyle challenge and hopefully designed to, one, make yourself a little better, incorporate good habits that maybe will form into permanent habits. And, yeah, kind of make, like I said, a game out of it. And I'll get into that here in a moment. What makes it, I say, quote unquote, a game for, you know, improving your life. It's point based. Okay, so every day.
So just to clarify.
Sure.
This is a 30-day fitness challenge.
Sure.
That is point based. Mm-hmm. While thinking about James Bond.
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
And when I say with James Bond in mind and it's point based, there are different daily objectives, missions, as it were.
Breaking it down, keeping it measurable.
Yes.
Very good.
So, and I'll go through each of these more in depth, but there's move like Bond, train like Bond, stretch like Bond, eat like Bond. There's the fermentation protocol. There's agent briefing. And there's combat training. So each one of these is a daily activity, and each one of them gets you a point. So by the end of it, you have all these points, and you can compare it to what I'm calling is like your classification. So there's like field agent, special agent, 00, license to kill, that kind of thing. So what is, I guess, more forgiving about this is if you mess up on any of these, if you miss a day, what have you, you don't have to start over. There's no consequence other than you just don't get that point. And there's other ways to make up the points. So you can ultimately get your status that you're longing for. So I'll get into each of these categories here in a second. But right now, I'm in like the demo phase to see what works, what doesn't, what can be changed, what can be added, what can be improved, and kind of smooth things out. So I'm the test dummy, and I'm 2 weeks into this essential 4 week challenge. I think 30 days, I think I'm 15 days on the nose today.
Wow.
So I'm halfway through my made up challenge.
Walk us through day one to day 30. Mm-hmm. What motivates you to first start this? What mindset do you need to be in? It's not just thinking about Bond or this and that. What mindset do you need to be in this? No. Margot, August, good squeeze. What mindset do you need to be in to begin this?
Yeah, I mean, whether you're inspired by James Bond, or you're just looking for something fun to try, or you're looking to improve yourself in any way, this is like it could be an assistance tool, right? This can be, I found it to be as such, a habit creator. And it can be as minor or as expertise as you want it to be. It can be as novice and nostalgic as you want it to be when it comes to fitness, when it comes to lifestyle stuff. And I'll explain what those are right now. So, move like Bond, the very first challenge. It's very simple. Walk 1 mile every day. I myself, like I said, it's things I've incorporated in my life already. I'm just like putting it into this challenge. Walking 1 mile every day, it's how I start my day. Rarely do I miss walking at least 1 mile every day, sometimes more. And that gets you a point. I use that time to just be with my thoughts, catch up on a podcast, listen to an audiobook. That's really what I've been doing during my morning walks lately. But moving like Bond, or just moving, is 1 point. Train like Bond, whether it's running, lifting, you know, doing yoga, hiking, some kind of sport, cycling, some form of daily exercise is train like Bond. And what I like about this, it can be as novice or nostalgic as you need it to be, right? As intermediate or as expert. There are some people, I'm sure, who maybe aren't as physically active and are just getting started with something like this. They can do something more low impact, we'll say. Or there could be some experts, some nostalgics in fitness who are very active, who maybe already are doing daily activity and are looking to incorporate maybe some of these other areas of the 30-day squeeze, right? But train like Bond, gets you a point. Stretch. That's something I don't do. You know, we were talking on the podcast, Margo's morning routine versus Bond's morning routine.
It's exactly the same thing.
Margo stretches every day. I do not.
The only Does Bond stretch?
When he has to. You remember that scene in Thunderball when he's on the rack?
Nope.
He's getting stretched out of his mind.
Not even a little bit.
It happens. Regardless, it's something I've been needing to improve on. And even while doing this challenge, still need to improve on. I do stretch every day. But it's one of those, like I said, it can be as novice or nostalgic as you want it to be. My stretching's very minor. Hmm. My stretching's more part of like a warm-up. Hmm. I have a lot of injuries. And if I don't warm up and then go work out, I tend to hurt myself again. So it's more like active stretching and trying to touch my toes. But
that's a good goal.
Stretching nonetheless. I wasn't doing it before, mm-hmm. before this little challenge. So that's a point there. Eating like Bond. That's the most challenging one for anybody, I'd imagine, unless it's already a part of your life. But eating good, healthy choices, and we all know what that means. No cheeseburgers, no pizza, but, you know, live normal life. Just, you don't have to eat chicken and rice, right?
Boiled chicken and rice.
Yeah. I mean, you can, but we know what's good for us. We know what's bad for us. No alcohol. 30 days, no alcohol, which was the tough one for me.
Fourth of July.
It was like my first 4th of July in like 13 years.
What have you done to... Sorry, go finish and then I'm going to... Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Thanks. No processed sugar.
Yeah?
Yeah. No processed sugar. What does that mean? No donuts, no cookies, no cake. If your yogurt has
sounds sugar like we live in a bakery. Like, you're like cookies and donuts and cakes.
Or candy. We went to the movies.
Yeah.
No candy for me. Well, I usually get candy. I usually mm-hmm. get like snow caps or Bunch of Crunch mm-hmm. when we're at the movies.
Cool. I got him. I got him in your stead.
Yeah.
Double trouble.
I snuck in baby carrots. No, I didn't do that. See, it's not that extreme. But yeah, no sugar. Now, if there's sugar in your protein shake, if there's sugar in your...
There's sugar in ketchup. Eat the ketchup.
Yeah, exactly. It's okay. And it's once again, just like the healthy choices, we know what no processed sugar means, mm-hmm. whether you live in a bakery or not.
Yeah.
So that's eat like Bond. That's 3 points there, right? Healthy food, no alcohol, no sugar, every day for 30 days. That's 30 points.
No, you said 3 points.
That's 90 then, points.
Wait, hold on. Okay, it's 3 points for what?
Healthy food choices, okay. No alcohol, no sugar.
That's 3 points.
Every day for 30 days.
Okay. Sorry. Okay, that makes sense. Yes, all right, I thought you meant in sense. One day. I was like, August, that doesn't make any sense. You're confusing the listeners.
The fermentation protocol. Now, that is something I just wanted to, over these 30 days... kind of focus on gut health a bit more. And I know like fermented food, improves the flora in your stomach, things like that. So I've been drinking a lot of, what is it? Kefir?
Kefir. Yes. Kefir. People call it kefir. You can do whatever you want. You have free will. We can say kefir in this house.
I've eaten, kimchi on occasion mm-hmm. and I've been pickling my own food.
Mm-hmm.
And experimenting with that and trying that.
You got to eat them to see if they taste good. So
that's a point there. The agent briefing, that's reading. Just read every day. When I first was coming up with this, it was read 15 minutes every day. Then I changed it to read 20 pages every day because that's already what I was doing. But now I'm just saying just read. If you read every day, you get a point. Mm. And I count audiobooks for that too.
I count if you go to a museum and you read every little piece of paper on the wall next to the art, next to the dinosaur bones, all that counts. It's a lot of reading.
I don't count that.
I count that. It's cool, guys. Don't worry.
Exactly. You can make this whatever you really want it to be, right? It's very flexible.
Okay, no one's going around being like, but Margo, I read all the paper in the museum.
It's more like reading with intention. So I want people to, whether it's a Bond book or just a fictional story or a self-help book, what have you, reading with that intention, whether it's audiobook or sitting down reading the paperback. Mm-hmm. I'm actually doing both. While I'm walking, I'm listening to an audiobook. I'm listening to Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
And when I'm sitting and reading, I'm reading Fire in the Tall Grass.
I think it'd be cool if you... Oh, that's one, that's great. Two, it would be really cool if you, like, listen to the audiobook where you left off where you read, and then you read, and then you listen to the audiobook.
I've done that. Actually, it's funny you say that. About 4 years ago, it was about 5 years ago. It's when we just moved into this house. Mm. I was doing that with Live and Let Die.
No way.
I was reading it.
You're still reading it. It must be a great book.
I did finish it. Now I'm doing it again. But that's
are you actually?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, I thought you were just like, I'm gonna put this down for a bit.
No. I finished it. I would read it physically at night, and when I was at the gym, like when I would go to Planet Fitness, I would listen to it. Hmm. And I finished that book very quickly. I did that with that and Goldfinger. But then I listened to a lot of Bond audiobooks that year. I think I listened to 7 of them that year. But now here we are 5 years later and I like don't remember what these books are about. So, well, I know what they're about, but I haven't read them in such a long time. I'm just rereading them.
So that's nice about having not a good memory. It's just like everything's new again at some point.
I've been saying that about myself for a long time. That's why I watch the same movies over and over and over again. Yeah. It's a brand new movie.
But somehow
every time.
With movies, you can quote them like that. You know what year they came out in, you know, who produced them, who directed them, who the key grip was, and et cetera, et cetera.
But I don't have that kind of memory where I read it once and I remember it forever. It's repetitive reading.
It's very specific, as is the case for most people.
True.
Yeah.
And
when people are like, son, it's weird about me. I only remember specific things. I'm like, yeah, like everybody else. Like everybody has the thing they can remember really well, and the rest is, you know.
So reading.
Yes.
Reading gets you a point. And then... combat training. Now, combat training, it can be as intense as you want it to be. Whether that's taking a like jiu-jitsu class, or you're going for your black belt in karate, or you're boxing, or what I do, which is we have a punching bag. I put a timer on for about 3 minutes, and I just go to town. I just do all kinds of combos, different kinds of hits and jabs and movements, and I'm gassed by the end of it. One day already, I've done some nunchuck movements.
Oh.
Just like, you know, 50 different movements
50
with one hand. With one hand and
three spinaroonies.
50 with the other. Yes. I don't know the names of the movements, but actually what I did, I've done this in the past. I didn't do it for this, but I just remember them. You can look up like different nunchuck trainings, and there's like exercises you can do. Yeah. So that's what I did one time. You can shadow box. Let's say you have no resources, but I think having that Bond state of mind, being capable in in a combat situation is very Bondy, and it's just something I wanted to incorporate. Now, that is not a daily challenge.
Oh.
That is a weekly challenge, as in 2 to 3 times a week. You can do it as many times as you want. Every time you do it, you get 2 points.
Cool. You can also choke out your pillow.
Exactly. Yeah. The other day, I did, I didn't do much of it, but I did old like wrestling movements. Like I remember from high school, I wrestled. I wasn't doing like...
Who'd you wrestle? The ghost?
No, it's just the movements.
Oh, okay.
So I won't do them here, but like bear crawls.
Oh, gotcha.
Different like sprawling.
Oh, yeah,
because
you're a wrestler. Oh, that makes me happy. Sorry, I'm glad you're doing it again.
I'm former champion.
Former champion?
Yeah, third place.
That's not champion. I
have the bronze medal to prove it somewhere in the trash.
That's exciting.
What else? So... That's like it in a nutshell. So we got move like Bond, stretch like Bond, eat like Bond. the fermentation protocol.
Be like Bond. Sweet like Bond.
Don't interrupt. I'm on a roll. Agent briefing and combat training. Each of those gets you a point. Combat gets you 2 points. The only things that are required are all those other things, right? Not the combat. The other items, every day, 30 days. Let's say you complete all of them. Like, walk like Bond. You walked every day for 30 days. That's 30 points, right? If you completed it, you get a bonus. You get 10 points bonus. So now, if you walked every day, you get 40 points. If you stretch every day, you get a bonus, 10 points. 40 points.
Is this every day for 30 days or every day a week?
Every day for 30 days.
Wow.
So if you complete it, you get a bonus. So it is rewarding in that regard, right? It's not punishing. It's not going to be like, you're not getting points taken away, ever. You just don't earn them if you don't do something, which I've experienced. My third day into this challenge, was it a third day? Or was it the fourth day? I have it written down right here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fourth day. I did not eat like Bond. We ate Domino's pizza.
Hell yeah, we did. With anchovies.
Yes. I needed it that day, I'll tell you that. And I think I had 5 of the 8 slices. But yeah.
It's good stuff.
So, just got 0 points there. So, that's a thing that I'm demoing. If you don't eat like Bond, I say in quoted fingers. Because there's 3 items there. Don't drink alcohol for 30 days. Don't eat sugar for 30 days. And make healthy food choices. That's 3 different items. Because I ate pizza that one day, and if I'm perfect the other 29 days, do I not get a bonus? I don't know. Should I split those things up? These are the kind of things I'm playing around with in my 30-day squeeze challenge, right? What do you think on that?
I think it's very forgiving, and I like that. One thing that is very deterring to me when it comes to challenges and things like that is the you lose something or the punishment aspect to it. And to me, having to start over is a punishment because you're almost, you're negating all the other work that you did. And it's a very condescending way of telling someone you failed. And it's like, well, 1, I'm an adult. 2, I have free will. And 3, things happen. You know, like, there's just certain moments in life that you do want to indulge or you do want to, like, I don't know, some days, like, we sleep in and I'm like, well, I missed my workout. But I got to cuddle you. Like, that's a great way to start the day. If you're, you know, your dog is in the bed and you're like, I can't move, or he'll wake up and I don't want to wake up my dog right now because you like cuddling with your dog. Cuddle with your dog. That's also good for you. I like the idea that you don't have to start over. Mm-hmm. You can keep this up. It doesn't feel like there's some major catalyst endpoint, but we'll get to that in a bit. What I like about that is that you don't lose anything. The thing is, you just don't gain anything. It emphasizes the gain. So if you eat like Bond and you sweat like Bond and you be like Bond and you be like Bond and like Bond, you know, then you gain something, which is, you know, in 1, physically you gain something, and psychologically the point system. It emphasizes the gain and does not emphasize the loss. Because if you don't do any of these things, nothing changes. You're still on your 30-day squeeze. You just didn't get the points. And that's it. Because tomorrow you can get the points. And it's that I like that idea that tomorrow is going to be another opportunity for you to do that. Even if you miss 3 days, let's say you were in the hospital. You know what? They gave you apple juice because, like, you know, you were dehydrated. That's okay. Because, you know, there's just so much pressure to negate the work you put in it during challenges. Like, especially viral stuff. Like, you have to start over, or now you have to go twice as hard. And it's like, no, that's ridiculous. Like, you have to do 1,000 push-ups in 1 week. And if you don't do them throughout the week, then you got to do them all on Friday. And it's like, you're not going to do 1,000 push-ups on Friday. That's ridiculous, you know? So I think you come up with a really cool system that does emphasize the positive, the gain, the plus sign. So that's the point system. What do you...
Real quick on that, like, you know, it can be whatever you want it to be in that. Let's say you missed your mile. You didn't get to walk.
Yeah.
That's a point you missed one day. Let's say the next day you know what? I want to make up that point. I'll do combat training that day. Gets me 2 points.
Oh, yeah.
So you kind of get it back, right? Yeah. Now, you missed walking for a day. By the end of it, you don't get the bonus. But, you know, I haven't figured out all these numbers quite yet. But, like, the end goal, mm-hmm. right, at the end of it, you tally up your points and you compare it to the status you get. Mm-hmm. Are you a field agent? Or are you a double O, right? So there is a way to still get in there even though you don't get the bonus, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the perfect score isn't like the 00 license to kill status.
Yeah.
It's below that, but it gives people something to work towards. Like even right now, looking at my list, seeing that I got 7 points that day that I ate pizza, but the next day I got 10 points because I did everything and I did a combat training. Is kind of cool. And by the end of week one, I got 61 points.
That's good.
Yeah.
If you had done everything, how many points would it have been? 70. No.
62 points. I only missed 1 point, first week.
How many points did you get?
61.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That was
I was answering your question.
Those numbers are right next to each other. Very confusing. what was I gonna say? How would you?
But then the interesting thing is like that's not a perfect score either, because the combat, yes, it's required to do it 2 to 3 times a week. However, you could do it every day, right? You could do it every day and get 2 points. So that's 10 points.
Yeah.
In a week. So
if you're a kung fu master, I mean, you're gonna win this challenge. That's for sure.
There is no winning, right? It's just what you end up with at the end.
Then how would you entice people in that situation where there is no winning, there's no competition, there's no, you know, like the points are there and they emphasize the positive, but how do you then motivate others to partake in this?
It's just an opportunity. It's an opportunity to better yourself.
And for $9.99 a month.
You can get the app that I'm making.
Just kidding. I'm joking. Don't send us money, please. Please.
The app idea, it's multi-folded. One, it would be really, as you're seeing with my little notebook, it would be really nice just to have it there and you just have to click a checkbox, right? And it tallies up the points automatically for you. And then ultimately, by the end, when you have your total tallied points the app would create for you, it would give you like some kind of badge. Something that Margo's not aware of. Some Margo designed badge per status. Margo designs the logos for each of them. And you receive it. Like that's ultimately like a medal you get. Ultimately this could be something shareable too. Like look how many points I got. It can be a community builder too.
Mm-hmm.
It can be amongst our James Bond community friends. Also partaking in the hashtag Bond Fitness Challenge, you could communicate like, oh, I got this many points this week, or hey, I ate this today. Like, oh, what kind of fermented food are you eating? any tips?
A little pickle badge, little like fist badge.
Yeah, now your wheels are spinning.
Yeah, damn you.
But like as an example, just for fun, I keep hitting this wire. I apologize.
Yeah, it's because he loves it. Sorry.
So 30-day squeeze. This was a Tuesday. Move like Bond, 1 point. Train like Bond, 1 point. Stretch like Bond, 1 point. Eat like Bond. Food, no alcohol, no sugar, 1, 2, 3. Fermented protocol, 1. Agent briefing, 1. No combat training on Tuesday. Total of 8 points. And then I had a little note area. It said, I walked 1 mile, did chest and back at the gym, stretched as part of the warm-up, listening to Live and Let Die while I walk, reading Fire in the Tall Grass at home, drank kefir. So that's kind of what I've been doing every day.
Hmm.
Now, what is also nice about this is the time aspect of it. So that's an issue with a lot of challenges or trying to stay in shape and all that. This isn't one of those, I say, a challenge or a program that you have to stick to in you have to do this workout. Some people don't have time to do that workout. Mm-hmm. I've tried it in the past, and there's a million different kinds of workouts that do fit into people's, you know, life and their schedules and things like that. This is whenever you can squeeze it in. So that's why I like the the aspect of the novice, the nostalgic. How intense do you want your workout to be? So, for example, I take Margo to work. I work out. I give myself 30 minutes. And in that 30 minutes, I typically do 4 to 6 lifts, 3 sets of 10. And like, so I did chest and back. I did 3 chest workouts. I did 3 back workouts. My rests were like 30 seconds to a minute. By the time I did all that, I had a good workout. It was about 30, 32 minutes is typically what it is. That fits my schedule.
And it's all about resources too. You have access to this gym. If you don't have access to a gym, you don't have weights, you don't have a home gym, you don't have to this and that or whatever. Some people spend a lot of their day, some people spend a lot of their day doing manual work. Some people will, you know, it's on the daily kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I have a job where I'm sitting all day.
Yeah,
that's not good. I need to seek out those opportunities for movement. If you already have those opportunities presented, if you're lifting something heavy, now within safety protocols, do a couple of squats with that said said heavy thing. You hold it in one hand and then shift it and hold it in the other hand. You know, it's about putting in that work and being mindful about it and being aware and intentional. Yeah. And I'm speaking for you because this is my thing now. Now that I'm involved with the badges, this is how you're going to earn your badge, okay, guys?
I also like that you said within your resources, within your means. Like there was a day that was super hot. Like it was like that 96 degree morning and it was brutal. Yeah. I wasn't going walking out in that.
No.
I did my walk, but it's a resource I have. I have one of those like walking treadmills. I was just walking during my morning meetings. I was able to do that.
That's a good
there
idea.
Was a day. I'm glad you mentioned like lifting something heavy. Let's see. I have it written here one of these days.
I asked you to hold me all day. Thank you for that.
For my physical activity, I didn't go to the gym that day. I did yard work and gardening.
There
and
you go.
I like was lifting stuff and chopping. I wasn't chopping wood that day, but I was like moving sticks and moving rocks and all
breaking
kinds of
the
stuff.
Sticks. I bet.
Yeah. But yeah, I definitely worked up the sweat that day for sure. That, you know, in my mind, qualifies for the physical activity, the exercise of the day.
I almost want to take over for a second. Tell me how you feel about this. I almost want to take over for a second. Like, I don't do that every 2 minutes. The days where you should be forgiving to yourself that you didn't achieve it. If you're out in the West Coast, specifically California, you get forest fires and the air quality goes south real quick. Don't go outside. Be careful. Be mindful of your lungs. These are the times where you should be forgiving to yourself. If there's lightning and thunder out there, that's not a safe time to go working out outside. If your kid's sick, probably not the best time for you to go and work out. If your kid made a brownie thing for when they're like either at school or with their other parent or guardian and they want you to eat it, that would be a really nice moment for them. I think it's okay to take a bite of the brownie. There's certain moments where you're not, again, you're not losing anything. Because think about what you're doing now. Any habit, any healthy habit that you have now, you're going to keep that up during the 30-day squeeze. Any, quote, bad habit, you know, I don't think it's a bad habit, but I think it, for lack of a better word, any bad habit that you have that you revisit throughout that, it's not like, oh, I never ate cake and now all of a sudden I want to eat cake. You know, it's like you probably ate cake before. If you take a bite of the cake or have a slice of cake during the 30-day squeeze, you're really not like harming. You're never harming. You're always just kind of either maintaining where you were at or you're gaining strength, mobility, anything like that. So think, you know, be nice to yourself. We want healthy habits. We don't want people hurting themselves.
Exactly. And that's, you asked a while ago, like, what would entice people to do this? And it's a habit establisher, right? It's a habit builder. You know, yes. I'm walking every day. I'm stretching every day. Things I wasn't doing before, right? The no alcohol, the no sugar. You know, we are dessert people. You and I.
Yes.
We do enjoy like a nightly sweet.
Oh, yes.
And I decided to cut that out.
And you know what I'm
just
tired
just
of?
Just for a bit.
Personally, my friends, people out there, if I want granola, I'm going to get the normal granola. Enough of that protein, 20 grams of protein in my Cheerios, 20 grams of protein in my ice cream, 20 grams of protein in my granola, 20 grams of protein in my crackers. Enough with the protein. It used to be fiber. Fiber was everywhere. Fiber was in your pudding. Fiber was in your milk. Fiber was in your yogurt. It was everywhere. Now it's protein. It's all over the place. And I'm saying I'm done. I'm eating the normal stuff. And if I want protein, I'm eating meat. And I'm eating spinach, and I'm eating eggs, and I'm eating, you know, other stuff with beans.
Chickpeas.
My sweet will remain a sweet, and if I decide not to have one, then I am not having one. Okay. Not replacing it with the, try this brownie recipe that's a bunch of avocados.
Like the ones I made the other night.
No, see, but, like, that's the thing. We did talk about that. We're like, okay, enough. Like, let's just enjoy it or let's not.
Yeah, the other night I made, an alternative dessert. It was sugar-free. Yeah. It was brownies, but the base was made with black beans. It had protein powder in it. And sugar-free, like maple syrup and coconut oil.
And it was good.
It was fine.
It was good, but that's like, it wasn't a brownie.
No.
And we agreed on that. We, you know, and I ate all of it. I thought it was very delicious. I wasn't like, this is good. I was like, yum, 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 delicious. Mm-hmm. But I'm more and more, the fact that I'm like trying to always find those like dessert alternatives doesn't help me. It doesn't break the habit. It doesn't. Because then I'm kind of creating this illusion that I am being healthy. I'm like, well, I didn't eat ice cream. I ate faux cream. And now I'm healthy. It's like, no, there's still a certain amount of stuff that you should, there's probably aspartame in some of those things, chemicals that shouldn't be in your body. You know what's not, it's not good to eat every day, ice cream, but like, it's more healthy than like all those protein alternatives that have all sorts of BS in there that you don't need in your body.
Hmm.
All it does is lower the calorie count. And that's you need calories. You need carbs to think. Your brain needs these things.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as you get older. Don't deprive yourself of food because your brain's going to go, you know, don't want that. Anyways.
Yeah. Speaking on that, you know, just talking this out and just hearing what you said, what your body needs. It made me think maybe I should add another daily challenge. What do you think on this? This is kind of like a brainstorming episode, really.
That's nice, yeah.
It's like a pitch.
App badge thing.
Should I incorporate a daily gallon of water?
Oh, drink your liquids.
Drink your liquids. Drink.
Yeah.
That could go
drink
under.
Don't drink like Bond. Like Bond. Like
hydrate like Bond. Hydrate. Don't do that either.
Oh, yeah.
How
about don't drink like Bond?
Kind of like I did the fermentation protocol. Maybe it'll be like
the hydration station.
The hydration station.
The hydration investigation.
Hydro branch. Nice. Like Q branch, sort of.
Yeah. Is there a list a bunch of bad guys from Bond?
Goldfinger.
Oh, Goldwater. Perfect.
We got it.
Waterfinger.
Waterfinger, yeah.
Waterfinger ice.
The water ice finger. that'll do. But yeah, that's kind of what I've been doing.
I'm still brainstorming. I don't know about you. Hydraulics.
Hydroactive hyperdrive.
I drove to the water. I drank the water. I drove back home.
I should also say what really stirred this on, what made me one, come up with it, but like, what was the inciting incident? And 'cause there's a couple things. One, it was in our episode of Margot's daily routine versus Bond's. I even say in that episode, you know, Margot has this established routine. I don't. I should come up with something. Wow.
Full circle.
That. And I won't get into the details, of course, but shortly after that episode came out, I had a job opportunity that required a fitness test, and I failed it, and that bothered me. And I worked at it, and 2 weeks later, I took it again, and I passed it. Okay, but the fact that I couldn't just go like couch to test bothered me, because I thought, you know, like, I'm in shape enough, like, I'm strong enough, like, I can get by, I'm active enough, but I wasn't to do this. Now, mind you, like, if I'm being fair to myself, it was very intense.
I was gonna ask, like, you should probably, can you give us a few examples?
I can't, because I don't know the numbers offhand.
Are there like 14 pull-ups, 15 pull-ups?
I did 12.
Okay.
But like 8 was failing.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't do one. I can do a nice squat.
It was like run a mile and a half in like 12 minutes and 25 seconds.
Man.
Which is, you know, for someone who doesn't run, pointing fingers at myself, was
pointing
brutal.
Pointing fingers at myself.
Brutal. So yeah, I had this fitness test put up against me, and the fact that I failed it the first time, although, like I said, 2 weeks later I did pass it, bothered me. And then we took a trip to Gettysburg, and while we were there, it just hit me like a ton of bricks in the morning. You were doing your routine in this hotel room. Like, we were on vacation and you were still doing your routine. I had these other moments in my mind, and it just poked in my head, like, can I come up with something like habit builders for myself? What kind of daily routine can I come up for myself? Then I started thinking, like, okay, I want to walk every day. I want to stretch more. I want to work on my gut health. I want to read more. And I was like, you know, this could be, well, to be honest, I was like, this could be an app. but then, like a lot of things, I try to squeeze James Bond into it. How can I make this Bond related? There came the missions and the badges and the status. So mission based, James Bond in mind.
I remember when you like you were starting to think about it. You were telling me about
hotel,
it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. That was really cool. I mean, it's great to see how it's evolved, where you're at with it, and just you got a really good concept here, and it's, you're doing it yourself. This isn't something that, like, you know, it requires a specific fitness level. This can just be for anyone who's trying to get up and go, because again, you're not losing anything, you're only gaining by achieving the things you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I should also add that not that this has been brought on by vanity or anything, it's something that comes with these good habits, right? But of course, I want to lose a little weight, right? At the time of this recording, at the time of this challenge beginning, we got Gather All West coming up, and I want to look my best. So I started about 30 days before we leave on our plane.
All right.
So yeah, that's definitely something I should incorporate into my personal why for the 30-day squeeze. Yes, to improve my life, to look better, feel better. And yeah, there is a challenge aspect to this that I haven't really spoken on yet, but like, something, I said it earlier today, I'm like, I could really go for a glazed donut. Mm-hmm. I'm not a donut guy, but it just like hit me. Like, that sounds good.
That sounds,
I'll have
nice.
That.
I'm gonna get one.
I'm a nightcap kind of guy. I like a beverage in the evening, and I haven't had one in 2 weeks. and I'm not used to that.
You're getting headaches.
That could have also been from heat exhaustion.
Yeah, that's accurate.
So take care of yourself.
You didn't hydrove to the store to hydrive your water into your body.
I did not.
So, I do want to say, I'm teasing you and making fun of you because it's good content, but I think this is a brilliant idea. I really do think you've got like such a solid concept. You've got something that's very doable regardless of, like I said, of fitness level. And I think you should be really proud of yourself because this is something that is very you, something that is very, it's very reflective of like what your fitness philosophy has been for years. You've always been very gracious and very forgiving when it comes to these things. And the way that you communicate that to people who want fitness advice is very much like, it's in that nature. You say, just do 3 push-ups. That's 3 more than you've done. Than you did yesterday. You know, it's the incremental, the gain, not the disappointment. And I think that this is just a perfect way to, and then the badges, and then we're having fun with it. Like, come on, that's, you know, we're doing things a little different out here. Kind of good squeeze. So, yeah.
Yeah. Not only are we, yes, squeezing some James Bond into our everyday lives, we're doing that hashtag Bond Fitness Challenge. We're doing a hashtag 30-day squeeze and squeezing some healthy lifestyle habits.
No pain, all gain. Boom.
There you go.
Marketing.
After this, I plan to have a YouTube page. Now, we're not going to become YouTubers or nothing. I just think it's a more appropriate space for this idea I have than our Instagram. Hmm. But there'll be links and stuff in our stories and all that good stuff. But I'm going to post kind of like little vlogs. YouTube shorts is really what I'm saying. But you know, while I'm on my daily walk, just a quick little thought or a tip, advice. I've already kind of started gathering some of these, but like some food options, things that I do. I'm not saying I'm right or wrong. It's just, hey, this is me. Follow along as I am doing my 30-day squeeze, and maybe if you want to do your 30-day squeeze, here are some things to keep in mind. Here's what August does when he's on his walk. Here's what August does when he's preparing his lunch. Stuff like that, if anyone would care. It's going to be on a Good Squeeze YouTube that I'll be sharing out, and we're not becoming YouTubers. It's just a space for the 30-day squeeze.
I think it's a good idea. Cool. Yeah. A Good Squeeze fitness. That's great. What do you think?
Is that something you would be interested in doing? And I mean you, not Margo. You.
Okay, I was about to answer for myself. You're like, hold on. Yeah. Not talking to you.
You.
Like, well, I have an opinion.
You listener, you. Do you like this idea? Do you have any thoughts, comments, or suggestions? If you would like to participate now, before the app is built, let me know and we can chat about it. But with that in mind and with that all said and done, Margo, where can the people find us?
Oh boy, Instagram and Instagram only. Pretty soon YouTube, but we'll let you guys know. Don't go searching for nothing quite yet. But if you are looking for those announcements where we do have new things coming out, including that YouTube channel, you're going to want to follow us on Instagram at A Good Squeeze, where August posts life updates, fun flat lays, and
reels
and how we squeeze a little bit of that James Bond into our everyday lives. And only Instagram. Don't go looking nowhere else.
Unless it's YouTube, maybe.
Maybe one day YouTube. We'll see YouTube one day, maybe. But if you want to know when the YouTube is up, follow us on Instagram.
That's right.
That's it.
And you can listen to us wherever you're listening to us. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play. If you want to listen on the old URL, check out Audio Boom. But with that being said, I'm August.
And I'm Margo.
And this has been...
Ooh, you tricked me, you son of a bitch.
I don't think that's the line. You haven't done it in a while.
I've never done it.
You've done it.
No, I haven't. You do it. Show me. I forgot. How does it go?
It goes like a good squeeze.